Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their summer splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in-store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Junks are presented by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. If you're looking to be the next five-star HVAC technician or plumber, just go to CropMetcalf.com to join their team. We should be joined shortly by Michael Phillips. I believe he's on the BetQL guest hotline now. He's the host of the MP on the Mic show on 910 The Fan in Richmond. What's up, Michael? Good morning.
Yo, feeling good, getting ready for a great day of radio. We're bringing the show up there next week for the ACC tournament. I'm fired up for that.
Oh, yeah.
Very good.
I'll be out there Wednesday for the early games, so I'm looking forward to that.
Bringing the show on the road.
Yep.
So we will get into the Commanders, but we want to talk to you first about the stalled arena deal in Alexandria, because you're there in the heart of Virginia politics, in the obviously capital of the state, in Richmond. What is the latest? The Virginia budget deal, right as of right now, does not include the Alexandria arena. Governor Youngkin calls it, quote, a colossal mistake. What is the latest? Any movement from either side at this point?
Yeah, so we're getting tied up in personal disputes now. So Louise Lucas, that's a name you've heard. She's the head of the Senate Finance Committee. She's from down in Tidewater. Mm-hmm. She's kind of made it her job to be a thorn in Glenn Youngkin's side, right? She plays for the blue team. He plays for the red team, all that.
Mm-hmm.
He was playing ball with her, and as of a week ago, the word was he was going to give her $300 million to take the toll roads out of Hampton Roads. A couple other things as well. She wanted legalized marijuana sales. That's been a big thing for her, and raising the minimum wage. She has been against the arena from day one and essentially killed the arena from being voted on. So it wasn't that it got voted down. It was that she never allowed it to be voted on. So obviously, as revenge, he will take all of her things off the board. Nothing's dead yet. Nothing's ever dead until it's dead, obviously. The question is, how much do these people want it? For Glenn Youngkin, does he want to shut down the entire business of the state of Virginia here until it comes to a vote? That would make him somewhat unpopular, but would you know, get it done. Or is he going to walk away from this thing? Ball's kind of in his court now with regard to that.
So when you say get it done, do you think if he just said, all right, we're not doing anything until we get this vote in, that when you say get it done, do you mean it would pass or would just actually get the vote done?
Well, that's the mystery. When he introduced it, when he stood, you know, out there and did his show with Ted in January, whenever that was, they had the votes. They counted the votes. They had the votes.
Uh-huh.
If it had gone to a vote that day in Virginia, it would have worked. Now, things change between here and there, and I think it's probably less popular today than it was then. And so, you know, the question is, if he puts it to a vote, does it pass? He would need Democrats to cross the aisle to do it. He had the support of some Northern Virginia Democrats. Would Louise Lucas say, hey, if you cross the line, if you vote for this arena, you're not going to be on any good committees next year. You're not invited to the potluck. You know, would that change some votes? I think that's the unknown right now. If he could get it to a vote, is it still a winner?
So I think most people agree with me. Zero regard for politicians. Is that fair to say? Zero? Right? I think they're all corrupt.
Yeah, we should.
So why? I mean, I would have just assumed that Ted.
Because if Youngkin was a Democrat, Lucas is all over it.
Probably.
The weird thing to me is just that it felt the whole way like she was bargaining to get as much as she could get, right?
Right.
She got a lot. She got the $300 million on the table, the legalized marijuana sales. You know, whatever you think of that, that's the stuff she wanted. And Youngkin was willing to trade it for the arena. That's why everybody was so surprised when
at the end of the negotiations,
she said, nah, I don't want it. Let's kill it all.
Crazy.
And there may be Democrats who say, whoa, hang on. All we have to do is give them an arena and we can get these other things. Let's revive this. That's why I think the vote is a bit of a mystery. Right.
Right. That's what I'm saying. So that was my point going to be, just buy off the next person. Like, right. I mean, that's how this works.
Yeah. That's how this works. She had the power to decide what was voted on and not voted on during the Senate this year. And that made some Democrats unhappy. And I don't know that anyone on the record, but I can tell you, I've talked to Democrats, you know, who are anti-arena, but said, hey, we don't love this precedent of one person doesn't like it and she's going to keep it from even being voted on. Like, hey, if we vote on it and we vote it down, great. If we vote on it and we vote for it, I don't like that, but sure, that's fine. But they don't love the precedent of she didn't even allow it to be voted on.
Michael, how much of this is like a Northern Virginia versus the rest of Virginia type of rivalry? And you can speak to this because you're there in Richmond. Like, because I'm guessing a lot of people in, you know, southern parts of Virginia, rural Virginia, they're like, well, why are my tax dollars going to fund an arena up in Northern Virginia that I'm never going to go to outside of maybe a one-off? It's 4 hours away. I'm not going to buy season tickets for either of these teams. How much of that plays into it?
Always. And, you know, that's definitely an ongoing tension. And not just that, you know, Tidewater's got a huge military population, right? So it's a very pro-military place. Northern Virginia has liberal pockets, has conservative pockets. It's a pretty wild state when everybody comes together and, you know, everybody brings their own interests to the table. Richmond's got their own interests, of course, with all the universities here and everything going on here. So there's always that tension of Northern Virginia wants something. Why should they get something? Why can't we have something? And, you know, you'll see that if the Commander Stadium ends up coming through Virginia too, right? Why should my money pay for something up there? Amazon was the same thing, right? Why should we be given Amazon money? We're never going to see a job down here. Now, it helps that the governor is a Northern Virginia guy. I think that smooths over a lot of it, but that tension's always going to be there.
All right, let's move on to the Commanders. Free agency is in a week. You know, you're already seeing some players kind of re-up or agree to re-up with their current team. So, you know, Commanders did go out there and got Zach Ertz for a year, 13-year vet.
They released a bunch of guys on the line.
Yep, they released it. They got so many holes. But free agency, do you think that the Commanders are going to be heavily active in free agency, or are they going to just kind of be a little timid? I mean, what are you thinking in Adam Peters' first year in free agency?
Yeah, the reminder you've got to give everybody, right? You can only sign players who are on the market, and that's really the obstacle here. You would love to go get a great left tackle, another good offensive lineman. Those guys don't exist.
The one guy I've seen that's been attached to Commander, well, it's not that the Commanders are talking about him, but, you know, online, the best fit is this kid, Jonah Williams from Cincy, left tackle. I think he's 26 or 27 years old.
Yeah, you know, and that's not a slam dunk, right?
That's
a guy who you hope you can develop and bring in. In free agency, you're always going to overpay to underachieve. That's the nature of free agency. That said, they got money to spend and they need to spend it because there's a salary floor as well as a salary cap. So they'll be active. They'll grab somebody. I just say temper your expectations. It's going to look a lot more like Zach Ertz than it does, one of the great elite players. Those guys just don't make their way to free agency. It wouldn't surprise me if they grab one of these running backs who's available. There's so many of them. I don't think they're all going to get big money. Your Derrick Henry's, Saquon Barkley's. I think Saquon will get big money, but I think somebody will be there. I think that's you think about ways you can make a new quarterback's life easier, right? Left tackle being number one. Well, you can't get a great left tackle. If you have a good running back, if you have a great running back, that makes your quarterback's life easier, whoever you bring in at number two. And I think safety's an obvious one. There's all this Cam Curl drama, obviously. I don't know if you want to touch that or not, but they're going to bring in a safety. There's a lot of safeties on the market.
Yeah, I wanted to touch on that. There's a real glut of safeties out there. And where do you specifically come down on Cam Curl? I think he's a really good story that, you know, Ron, you know, one of the few real personnel hits they had was finding him in the seventh round and helping him develop. But Peters is going to look at it as, am I going to pay this guy $14 or $15 million per season when I can go out on the market and get somebody for half that price or less? What do you think Curl's prospects are?
I think the term of the deal is going to be important, too, because Peters is anticipating hitting on a bunch of draft picks. So you look 3 years down the road, 4 years down the road, you want the money to pay them, right? You know, get the homegrown talent, keep it. So if Cam Curl's going to get 3-4 years at $15 million a year, I don't think they're interested. Now, I think Cam Curl may be overplaying his hand on what the market for Cam Curl is. And certainly I think that's one of the things that confused me was it looked like there was some hand-wringing him and his dad on social media when they weren't franchise tagged. I mean, that's the best thing that can happen to a football player is not getting franchise tagged. You talk to everybody now. You can get a long-term deal. I don't know if the market they think is going to be out there is going to be out there. And once that happens, he's definitely open to coming back to D.C. You just wonder if it's not going to happen at the numbers he thinks it would.
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their Summer Splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in-store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
All right, Michael,
real quick,
you have one more question?
I think that receiver could be a pretty big need for this team.
Mm-hmm.
All right, obviously McLaurin. I don't think McLaurin's like a bona fide number one guy. I think he's a great number two. You could disagree with me, Mike, but
that's a deep position in the draft.
Yeah, I understand. That's what I'm talking about. I think that they're going to go after receiver. Could be in free agency. I don't know, but I think definitely in draft. I'm not saying it would be their first round pick or even their second, but I think they have to add to that. You're talking about making a young quarterback's life better and easier. Tackle, obviously, running back.
They need tight end, too.
Tight end.
Big
they went
time.
Out. Yep. But I think receiver is going to be a position they're going to go after. What do you think?
Boy, there's just so many needs on this team, top to bottom, right? That happens when you have four wins. We can name a position they got needs. You nailed it. They do have, you know, they would definitely benefit from another guy. If I'm looking at the draft and certainly who they looked at and coming out of the combine, obviously we all think it's going to be a quarterback at number two. I'm not budging off of that. That first pick of the second round, though, mm-hmm. you're debating between – an offensive lineman and an edge rusher. You know, those are the two premium positions that you've got to get one of them, and you've got to get one of them in the building and start developing them now. So you know, you're now at the second round pick before you can discuss these other things, receiver, tight end. Eugene Shen, briefly, he's the analytics guy who came in last year. Huge believer that the tight end is a value position. So wouldn't surprise me at all if they go tight end instead of receiver this year in the draft.
Joined by Michael Phillips, host of the MP on the Mike Show on 910 The Fan in Richmond, at Michael P in RVA. What were your takeaways from Ron's guest appearance doing draft analysis on ESPN? Did you catch that?
I don't think RG3 needs to be sweating out his seat on NFL Countdown. I think he's going to be all right. He's a name people like Ron well enough nationally. I don't put any stock in him saying Jaden Daniels is the guy because he's Cliff Kingsbury's guy. I'll just say this. I don't want Cliff Kingsbury picking the quarterback at number two. I don't think that's a good idea for anybody. I'd love for him to be in the room, give some input, but I think the people above him need to be picking the quarterback.
If you actually break down and watch and listen to what Ron said, he said nothing. Like, I don't even know if he's ever seen these guys play.
Buddy, I've been attending that show for 4 years.
Yeah. He's had a front row seat.
Yeah, he
knows.
Yeah, that's right. Unbelievable.
Michael, have fun on the road trip up here for the ACC tournament. We'll talk to you again soon, man.
I'll look forward to it.
Yeah,
all right,
that's
thank you.
Michael Phillips. Give him a follow on Twitter, at Michael P. NRVA. When we come back, we'll get into EB's entertainment page next.
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their summer splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben and Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill friendly meats like organic air chilled chicken breast, beef, and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently with offline maps and on-trail navigation. Download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.